All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
This is No Sense from the Centaur Views podcast. This week, we did a crossover episode on live with Cultivated Ignorance. Those guys had us on their show and talked about a bunch of different things. So we're going to actually share that episode with you guys this week. Hope you enjoy. Next week, you'll be back to our regular show.
There you go. This week we got a dope show lined up for y'all. We're gonna be talking about all the people who need all the canceling. We're gonna be talking about Lana Del Rey. We're gonna be talking about Joe Biden, who might need to be canceled. Verdict's still out on that.
Major cancel.
We're not gonna get into the saddest week for black people of all time. It's pretty high up there. In terms of white fucker we've been dealing with as of late. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a dope show. We'll be talking about we're not doing this Eminem thing, right? Because we can't add to more white fuckery of the week.
He didn't do nothing. He just out here.
Yeah, man. So you doing this Patreon?
You can do it real quick. I gotta make a change real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't know, you boys of Cultivated Ignorance, we got bills associated with this beautiful show we put on for y'all. We got a Patreon. So if you like, love, support what we're doing, and if you have the money to spare, it's only $5.
Only $5.
Only $5. We got different tiers. 5, 15, 25, and a 50. At least that's what my things say. The screen says something different. There's a $50 level.
Down there. Just
going. Oh, there you go. So, yeah, man. I think top two tiers come with ads. Oh, no, top three tiers come with ads. So, yeah, man, check it out, please. All we ask for is the $5 joint.
That's all you got. You can give even less than that if you want.
Even less. So, please make sure you go check it out. We got exclusive content on there. Our weekly Insecure reviews are on there. And we're adding more and more stuff all the time.
All the time.
See, look, it's locked for y'all right now. See, if you click that join now button, you can can see all of it.
You see, you can get in on the goods.
Yeah. So, yeah. Patreon.com/CultivatedIgnorance.
Yeah, man. Wonderful stuff. Well, how y'all doing today? Centaur Views.
We good.
Black and highly favored.
I felt like y'all didn't know right at first. Like, y'all looking for the
confirmation. Right? Yeah.
It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
A long week.
What y'all got going on, man?
Nothing, man. Just trying to keep up with the podcast and stay sane and keep the white friends we still have.
I ain't got none. Oh, I might have got one and a half, but yeah. I'm sleepy.
Ain't even worried about keeping us.
I know,
right? Right.
I'm a firm believer that you do need some good white friends in your life. Like, they're very beneficial.
I bet.
She said, I bet. Yeah, we just want to tell everybody about you. We wanted you guys to tell everybody about yourselves a little bit, about your podcast. What made y'all want to start it? Who's it for? What did y'all kind of hope to achieve with it? Like, can you just give people like a general synopsis of who you guys are?
I'm let you. Well, I'm Victoria, also known as Vic, Victoria the God, and
I'm No Sense. And we've been trying to come up with a podcast probably 2 years.
It's been longer than that.
Yeah, it's been longer. But
that's back in like.
But our podcast, when we were listening to other podcasts, there were very minimal as far as our voices. And then if it was, it might be someone like Amanda Seals who had a female's perspective. But it wasn't a woman's perspective.
I mean, I told you about this.
But there wasn't a man on the show. And so we just decided that we wanted to combine both a black male and a black woman opinions into one show.
Right.
And so we discuss topics that, are relevant to our age group, our generation, things that affect us. And we're both very opinionated being Sagittarius. That's where we get the centaur from. And so we just hope that we can start a discussion, at the end of the day. That's all, we want.
Yeah, and our views are not always cookie cutter. And we gotta have, very extreme views on certain things. So I feel like we want to make people laugh and think and feel great about themselves. That's our goal.
That's dope, man. And I think it's beautiful. I'm not familiar with No Sense. We just now meeting virtually, but me and Vic been friends for quite a while now, and I already told her I'm mad proud of her because she started going out of her box a couple of years ago with first writing the book and everything.
That was so beautiful. Yeah, I was inspired by you, inspired by your endeavors.
Oh, man, don't make me cry on camera. I appreciate it, but no, we always need more voices. That's why me and Will started this podcast, because we felt like a lot of, online black voices were kind of performative, their blackness a lot of times, or they would just regurgitate what everybody else was saying. And some points do need to be reiterated through different platforms, but sometimes it's been Black people feel like they got to say certain things just to fit in or just to be liked and get the likes or whatever like that. So me and Will the same way. We just try to be different and be funny at the same time.
Right.
And have something just different to talk about, man, than what everybody else talking about. So definitely glad to have y'all, man. I told Will we're going to ignore his opinions because we all Sagittarius here, including our...
Nobody cares!
You're going to mute his mic real quick. This is a Sagittarius celebration, man. We just dope like that. Like, what's y'all's favorite parts of being a Sagittarius? Like, what do you love about being your zodiac sign?
For me, I know it's walking my own path and not being a follower. I'm a rebel without a cause, so I'm down for the fight.
I believe it. Yeah, no, that's very true about you.
Yeah, I feel kind of the same. What we believe in, you're not going to change a Sagittarius opinion unless you bring facts to the table.
Right.
You know, so I love
that. That means we're right all the time.
That, you know, we're going to stand by our word. Now, I love being able to portray something to someone and have the conviction for them to believe that that's truly how I feel. Some people, you can read fake and stuff like that. With Sagittarius, we just brutally honest, man.
Realist.
Give it to them straight, man. Straight up. My favorite part is just being hilarious. You know what I'm saying? It's the funniest video on Negro's part of it.
What? You better get jumped.
You can beat down.
It's not your show today, Will.
So, like, real quick, I'm looking at the traits for Sagittarius. They say Sagittarius are smart, caring, deep, honest, and wild. Y'all believe all that's true?
Yep.
The wild part?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we suffer from overindulgence.
Very. Did you not hear our Responsible Hope podcast?
I ain't heard that one yet.
Yes.
It also says y'all negative traits are impatient, careless, boastful, attention-seeking, and brutal.
Yep.
That's
right. Sounds about right to me.
I can't subscribe to all that stuff. That's a little bit too much. That sounds like I'm damn near shitty human being.
So out of y'all, which one is more impatient?
I am. Yeah.
I have children, so yeah. I have an 8 and a 12-year-old. I have zero patience. None. I'm time.
Which one is more boastful?
I am. My name is Victoria the God on Twitter and Instagram.
I believe in myself. I just don't need the whole world to know it.
I'm a God. I'm okay for everybody to know it. All
right, which one is more brutally honest?
Ooh, that's equal right there.
That's equal because you ain't got no, man, you got no.
I have no filter.
No sense.
Fitting name, right?
Right. Very fitting.
I'm glad we got y'all on the show, man. We're gonna debunk the Sagittarius are the best sign and all that. So.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are.
It's okay, Will. Your time has already passed. No more Taurus season.
No, we were just here.
No. But yeah, man, we're gonna get it popping. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Kendall, Aunt Ann. I'm gonna say Aunt Ann like y'all know my aunt.
Hey, Aunt Ann.
Sandy,
hey, Trell,
Marcella hit us with the car. What's up, Marcella? Thank y'all for joining us, man. We're going to have fun. I guess we're going to start off talking about Vic's favorite singer in the world, Lana Del Rey.
Must be Beyonce. Yeah, we're going to talk about Beyonce. How does bitch try to come for Beyonce? Talking about she said Beyonce is her peer. Beyonce is not anybody's peer, first of all.
Oh my gosh.
Let's be clear. Miss Lana, Karen, Ray, whatever her name is.
She does like a Karen.
She like sounded like a Karen.
Lana Del Karen?
Lana Del Karen. She fucked up when she said Beyonce's name, first of all.
First of all, just kind of give people perspective. Yes. They don't already know. So Lana Del Rey, if you don't listen to her, she's like a kind of a popish kind of singer. She sings about a lot of like sad shit. Being, used and abused by men and everything, but usually in like it's like kind of lighthearted sounding music. And it's really good, like, you know, kind of juxtaposed in a way that's kind of catchy.
I said you better say juxtaposed. Vocabulary.
I'm a smart Negro. She's been doing that for a while now. That's kind of how she got on. And apparently she's been listening to her critics, who feel like that she's setting women back with her lyrics. About just being in this bad situations with men, and that's kind of been her whole lane. So she put out this Instagram post talking about not a Doja Cat, Ariana, who's not black, Cardi B, Kalani, and I don't know why she name dropped Beyonce, but Beyonce, not that they're singing about similar things. Like, is she
on the same level? That's what?
What'd you say?
I said they're on the same level.
Who?
You can't escape Beyonce. You can escape Lana Del.
I've never heard one of her songs. Like,
hey, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know who Lana Del Rey was.
You never heard of Lana Del Rey? Come on, man.
I've heard of her, but
I thought she was a porn star. To be honest, I just...
I can't. I hate you.
Shoshana said, "Fuck her Karen ass."
Gotta be shout out.
Jeremy said, "I thought she was an actress." Well, they thought she was a porn actress, Jeremy. So who can blame you here? So I mean, I feel like she was kind of listening to her critics too much. But my main point is, like, should she even be comparing her career struggles with that of women of color, as if they can be the same? Like,
no.
You know, Beyonce is popping right now, but you know, people don't criticize Beyonce, especially with the whole formation thing at the Super Bowl. People come for, you know, Cardi B's neck all the time. Is that even logical to compare your struggles as a white singer to that of people of color in the first place?
Not only that, I think her biggest issue, her biggest mistake before she even compared her, was you address the haters. Beyonce and Cardi don't do that. Nicki don't do that. You know, you're big enough to know, like...
Nicki,
she does it out of pettiness because she's a Sagittarius
as
well.
She's a Sagittarius. She's going to address it.
Y'all niggas is really the worst.
She's a Sagittarius. Of course she's going. But not in the sense of...
Yeah, you can't compare yourself when you stepping out of pocket because they wouldn't do anything like that. B is not worried about what somebody else doing. Cardi ain't worried about... Music. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not like Beyonce hasn't been singing about Jay-Z cheating on her since day one. So, like, I mean, what are you talking about? And Cardi B's whole album. Did she not listen to these people's album? Like, I don't know. But, yeah. No.
You about to say something, Will?
I'm about to say, I think she's just like, we're going to say Karen-ing this whole thing. But
she did. She really did. Like, and she could have addressed her own peers, like Adele, Taylor Swift. Why are you bringing out the black women's name in there? Like, why are you ain't point out their stuff?
Because they can't charge. Right, they can
like, if she hadn't addressed the haters, like, this wouldn't be an issue. Like, just keep making your music, making your money. There's always going to be people to talk shit about what you're doing.
It ain't like the Beehive or the Barbs or what's Cardi's little people called?
Barb Gang.
Is it? I don't know.
Cardi Gang.
Yeah. Cardi Gang, why Cardi they didn't come at you like your music is trash and setting women back? If anything, those are your white people. Like we don't get, we like shaking our asses. Like what the fuck?
Mary J been doing it forever.
Right, we like that shit. We like the struggle, unfortunately, but we do.
At the same time, though, like I don't think she was trying to compare her struggles to that of Cardi and them. I think she was more so saying like, this is just a different side of all women's story. So y'all don't give people over there on the shaking ass, sexualizing themselves side. Y'all don't give them shit no more. So why?
That's not true though. Men talk shit about the Cardi B's and the Meg Thee Stallions, and they talk about the City Girls all the damn time. Like I don't know what her argument is.
Her argument was false, but yes. In the sense, yeah, her argument was false because. Yes, people talk shit about everything.
Right.
But she was saying, like, okay, if y'all gonna address this, then y'all need to, like, leave me the fuck alone because everybody else is doing their own thing. Like, I don't disagree with that. Like, if you feel so attacked, if you feel so attacked, Karen, that you need to come out here and make this whole post about this thing, okay, sure. Fragility is a part of feminism. Fragility is a part of the women's movement, I guess. Being exposed like that, saying... You've been in abusive relationships. Right. I've never heard her music, so I don't know if she's like celebrating it or saying like this is just a part of relationships or whatever.
Right.
But if you want to tell that story and you want to say it's a part of women as a whole, then do your thing. But don't be such a damn victim, in my opinion.
I think it happens when people look at the internet as one big collective voice that has one personality that makes one decision. And so when she's like listening to her critics, she's just only hearing the negativity. Now she has, y'all don't listen to her like that, but she has had a phenomenal career. Like she's been out here in this game.
I'm sure Karen has.
You know what I'm saying? She's been in this game, I feel like, for over a decade at this point. Like, she's been in the game for a long time. So when you go to just listen to the critics and stuff, it's like you just, and that's the whole shit with this internet shit, man. Like, who are you actually listening to? Because if you're listening to your fans, you still good. Like, right. It's not like you, It's not like you ain't selling albums out here. It's not like you just have a critically acclaimed album. I think it's called Norman fucking Rockwell or something like that. Like, you still selling records. Like, so who? I know no one else does. Who cares? I understand. But it's like, why even, like you said, why even feed it? And I think Beyonce does hear, like, the haters and stuff like that. I think Beyonce does, you know, hear this stuff, but she doesn't respond to it. She doesn't give it more power.
Exactly. And
that just takes a really strong human being to do. That's not easy, because we already, I mean, we've been our feelings as normal people when somebody says something about us on the internet,
mm-hmm.
let alone somebody who just wakes up to, like, millions of people just being like, you suck every day. Like, I'm sure it takes a lot of strength.
I mean, and to be fair, like, this, I think this would have, well, I would, the criticism of addressing the haters goes across the board. We tell, what's her name, Ari Lennox, the same thing, and Wale, like, stop listening to the haters and make your damn music. Like, I don't know.
If Ari don't stop giving these haters power, because I mean, right. I love Ari, that's my baby. If she getting on the live, or she start drinking or whatever, or she be...
in her fucking feelings.
Huh?
In her feelings,
man. When they had that whole thing where people was calling her like a rockwaller or some bullshit like that, and she get that shit so much energy.
I hate you.
Why y'all laughing?
I never heard of that.
You didn't hear about it.
So if you're gonna laugh at my baby, you can leave. Let's go. We can just talk to Vic.
Yeah, no, that's Bay too. Yeah, you can't.
Yo, I can't picture her, but for somebody to call you a rockwaller, that's just funny in itself. I mean, not picking on her particularly. That's just a good name.
That's a joke.
That's
this
a good...
is the last appearance on the show.
I had a question. Where did Lana? Where did she come up with this name, Lana Del Rey? Like, this is the most. I've got something in my blood that gives me ethnicity. It's the biggest lie of all time. This woman's name is Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
She putting on,
bro.
She putting on for the culture that she was referring to. I was like, what culture?
That's what she
speaking
of. She kept saying the culture.
Real name is nothing like her stage name.
So you don't even have culture, but you putting on for the culture.
Okay. I don't know what she came up with the name, man. I'm sure she knew exactly what she was doing. Sakola said no one should have. No, she should have not compared herself to a person of color. Also, that's not like Beyonce wasn't in the game for some decades. Very true. Tashana said her music is as terrible as she is.
Tell Tashana put the keyboard down.
I can't control her.
That's your lady.
I don't know, man.
Hey, Tashana.
How do we, should we even be worried about giving...
Karen.
You know, certain artists space to kind of vent their grievances with the game, you know, that come along with it. Like I said, I'm sure it's hard being in the public eye,
right.
Growing as an artist, trying new things, and then you, of course, naturally compare yourself to other artists and see what they kind of reception they get versus what you get. Like, how do we kind of give people space to kind of sort through that? Or should we?
She need to take it up with her therapist and stay off the internet.
Y'all don't give a damn, boy. Y'all the savage Sagittarius.
Take it up with your therapist. Nobody wants to hear it.
What do you think, Will?
No, man, get this shit out of the public eye, man. Like, this shit went from bad to worse. As soon as you open your mouth, about your little hater.
Hey, I'm sorry, Lana. I was trying to have a conversation for you.
Stop trying to be the devil's advocate.
Oh, Will, she got the name because she wanted to sound exotic. She was in Miami when she came up with the name.
Okay, see.
Oh, she was probably in Miami with all kind of dinglings in her face. She was like, I'm on her down. I'm gonna be the
fuck. Hey, y'all. I love y'all, though.
Donna said that we are no longer explaining anything to whites.
Being.
How y'all feel?
Being.
Well, all right, just the last question. We put a pin in it. If a white person genuinely doesn't know they did something wrong and they want to get better, like, is it so wrong that they would ask black people, like, what can I do to correct my actions?
It's wrong for asking this black person. Don't ask me.
Golly, bro. Y'all Sagittarius suck, man. Y'all don't let nobody grow.
Google.
But, I mean, you got to give them...
has, like, all types of answers, man. The internet has all types of false information out there.
You got to give them credit if they're admitting that they're wrong and they're coming to you And they're not going to another white person saying, hey, how can we? Because they're not going to have the answers. But if not, you a multiple time offender, then yeah, just shut up.
Yeah. You goddamn habitual line stepper. Right?
Exactly.
Well, you got to know what you're doing. But like, Will and I have had a friend who has been like, yo, I just don't understand this thing about, you know, what y'all are doing right now with these protests or whatever like that. And like, has straight up asked us, and not that we speak for all black people at all, but like, I don't, for me personally, I don't put this on anybody else. If you choose not to do it, cool. If you can get paid for doing it, even better.
Oh, but like, that's a different story.
If you're asking a genuine question, and I know it's not coming from a place of maliciousness, like, I might take the, you know, time to do that, because if I want to see change in the world, like, I feel like I gotta be part of that change. So if I'm in the mood, if I'm in the zone, you ain't gotta do it, Vic. I'll do it. You're not
gonna do you see my face?
I'm looking at her face.
I've been with her for so long, I can feel your face.
I'm a part of the change by being the change. I can't change other people. It's honestly 2020. Go
but
Google.
But you can give them the information.
By referring them to Google? Or Trey? I'll send them to Trey and Mike. There we go.
Hold on 1 second. Let me call my homeboy. He'll help you. All right, well, sorry, Lana. We tried to give you a conversation, but Sagittarius ain't feeling it, so figure it out. Let's go to the next topic. Will's guy, Joe Biden, is out here. He told y'all straight up and down, like, debating if you're going to vote for him or Trump. Like, you just ain't black. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That interview was funny.
Did y'all see the interview he did with Charlamagne?
I did. It was hilarious.
I caught that. Yeah.
It was fucking hilarious.
As we look at his black agenda for, I'm sorry, his black agenda.
Lift every voice.
What were y'all thoughts on the interview?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny because he took over Charlamagne's video interview.
He really did.
He did not let Charlamagne ask any of the questions that Charlamagne needed to ask, and that said a lot. Like, it said a lot to me.
You really didn't, yo. What'd you think? No sense.
If it was a train, it was off the tracks. Like, that just...
He was rambling.
Yeah, it was... You don't go on somebody else's show and take over.
What did he keep saying? He was like, done.
Yeah, like, we're not telling y'all what we're going to talk about. Like, forget what y'all think. Like, you just don't do that. And I think it hurt him because everybody else who was running in the primaries, they were on there first. Mm. And they were actually there and giving, like, honest discussions and opinions.
And let us get to know who they were as a person.
Yeah. And with him, it was basically like an ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I tripped off the funniest thing was that he was like, his wife had to get on the internet. So I'm like, you're Joe Biden, the vice president. Y'all don't got two laptops in the house? Like, are you? I was like, hold on.
I'm using internet, man.
You the vice president of the free world. Y'all only got one laptop in the house that y'all can use. And this is y'all king? Like, black people. No, I can't. Joe Biden.
He old, man. He don't know how it works.
That's a problem. We're in a digital age. That's a problem.
Come on now. Trump can't read.
No, but at least Trump know how to tweet. Come on now.
Don't know how to do that.
He know how to work a dang old laptop. He know how to do impromptu press conferences. He can do it everywhere. Mm-hmm. But Joe Biden he had to get off it because his wife had to use the phone. Come on now.
I don't know. What do you think, Will?
Bro, it was a bad interview.
It was horrible.
Because it was like hella media scripted. Like, it was hella scripted. It was like, all right, well, Charlamagne gonna ask this one question, and I'm gonna talk for about 7-8 minutes about what I want to talk about.
He asked two questions. He only got two questions out.
I'm not gonna let this nigga trap me saying some shit I don't want to say. Saying some shit I was not trained to say. And then it was funny around like the 12-minute mark. It was like, all right, guys, we really gotta go. We really got some voice out of nowhere.
I don't know, some Karen from in the back room.
Bro, some boys out of nowhere was like, all right, it's time to
like this nigga.
Bro, it was that at one point. Like, the shortest interview I've seen on the Breakfast Club since the baby shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, since the joint baby walked out on. Like, I've never seen anything shorter.
Oh, baby. Oh, I thought you said the baby. I was like, what the baby?
Nah, I might have said, whatever. Yeah,
one of the babies.
it was pretty bad, bro. I didn't feel like I gained any insight on who Joe Biden is.
Nope.
I feel like Charlamagne pushed him on a couple topics, and he's like,
a couple literally.
That even though I had something to do with these things, it's really not my fault.
Right.
Basically, what he said.
Like, I had nothing to do with the 94 crime bill. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
So yeah, bro. Between that and that lift every voice, that shit long as hell. I read about half of it and I gave up.
But there's no real solutions. There's like no project. There's no real solutions listed. There's no projection of when what's going to be implemented. It's kind of just like blanket ideas. Like I don't.
Yeah.
There's no real solutions.
But just so everybody's clear, so Joe Biden does have what he calls himself a black agenda. The name is terrible. It's called Lift Every Voice. You might as well have been like Lift Every Negro or some shit like that.
Fair East Side.
You ain't black, a manifesto. I am.
For those don't know, you can look it up. That is just had it on the screen a while ago. You can go to joebiden.com/blackamerica. The main bullet points is that him addressing the economic mobility of African Americans and closing the racial wealth gap, trying to, you know, empower the schools with more money, more equipment, more resources of what they need, strengthen the, you know, fight against injustice, systematic racism, stuff like that, address environmental injustice, because, you know, a lot of times, a lot of us live in these, you know, food deserts where we can't get the proper, you know, groceries and stuff that we actually need to live healthy lives outside of fast food and shit like that.
Right.
It discusses a bunch of stuff, but I agree with y'all on that. Like, it just, what I felt like more than anything, and I just talked about this with my friend last night, is I just don't know how you would do all these things in one term. Like, you're talking about just radically changing the entire country for us, but like, how much of this is actually possible? How much of this is actually going to fulfill on? It's a lot of questions to be asked. But my question was, if all this was possible, if he was able to do these things, if we actually saw, you know, an actual strategy for getting this done, would it actually matter that he's clearly pandering to the black community so much? Like, does that even matter? Should we just get out of our feelings and be like, yo, this will actually help us get to that next level, you know, as a race?
I don't think it matters that he's pandering. Just give us solutions. Like, stop playing with us. Like, stop playing with us and insulting our intelligence. Like, all of that was unnecessary. Like, what he was doing, it was really unnecessary. Just give us the results. Tell us how you're going to do it and show and prove, because your track record is trash.
Good point.
It's trash.
Show and prove.
She summed it up.
But, like, if he's saying I'm gonna prove it while I'm in the White House, if I can prove it by going to the White House, would you vote for him?
Nah.
I mean, my thing.
Andrew Yang was my guy, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He shouldn't have been the last remaining candidate.
He shouldn't have.
That's the issue. Is the older generation voted for Biden, and put him in this position. So now it's like, okay, we have to either be for him or for Trump.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And, you know, that comment to me, it doesn't
necessarily reflect how everyone feels.
No, like, that's not nearly half as bad as the stuff that Trump spewed. Even when they addressed the George Floyd situation.
Oh, I can't listen to him.
No, but Biden had an actual resolution of what needs to be done. Trump tweeted of course. But all he tweeted was, the investigation should be fast and I'm praying for the family. Like, you're showing that you really don't give a fuck. And you've shown this for 4 years. So I can understand, like, him having the audacity to say it. It's just he was not trained on what not to say.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I get it. But, I mean, it's, why do we expect Trump to be anything but who he is and what he's shown us to be, though?
But are we okay with that?
I am. Shit. I am. Because I'd rather know who the person is than somebody just trying to, like, covertly come at me and pander, like, and be something. You ain't black. Like, you ain't gotta do all that. Just tell me how you gonna fix our problems. That's it. Like, I appreciate.
But we got two people who don't know how they're gonna fix the problem.
I would rather know the evil I'm dealing with than Thank you. Deal with somebody selling me a dream that ain't gonna happen.
Right. I agree.
But that's what I'm, like, if he's saying I can actually make, like, if he's saying things like, you know, I'm committing to having a female vice president or woman vice president, and if I get a, you know, if I do get the office, I would have a black woman over Supreme, you know, over the Supreme Court.
But he's vetting other people. But he's vetting other people.
He was going to die and retire.
So what now? What's that, Will?
Go ahead, Will.
I was saying he can't control the Supreme Court thing because he don't know when the people are going to die and retire. Because it's a lifelong job.
I'm assuming he's meaning, like, I'm going to find a suitable black woman to be in there.
And he needs to get the Senate, too.
Good job.
That's not how it works. He needs to get the Senate, too. Unless he's going to do an executive order. Like Trump did.
He's all legitimate.
Yeah. I mean, even with the whole, if he was already committed, I mean, it's time, he got time to show and prove, and I agree that we should put pressure on him and ask for what we specifically want. But for him to be vetting other people other than black women, he's already on the wrong track. Like, Amy Klobuchar should not be even... like, if you are really serious about getting the black vote, then Amy Klobuchar shouldn't even be somebody that you're vetting for vice president.
Well, here's my... Let me put this in the chat real quick. So people want to call in, give thoughts, whatever. I guess here's my question. Is, like, should we... Cause, so I think we should all can all kind of agree that we should be doing the work ourselves to get our lives where we want to be.
1,000%.
But, you know, administration can help facilitate that. Should we vote Republican to show Democrats that we're serious? Like, we're not just going to vote for y'all just because y'all are Democrat. Should we just vote Republican until the Democrats actually
get this
straighten
shit
the shit out and actually start to make real change happen?
I think so. I think so. Because they're playing with us. I don't like being played with. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I think that people don't fundamentally change. I think who they are is who they are. They can evolve and they can and grow in thought and stuff, but who they are is who they are. And I don't think that Joe Biden, like, I don't think that he really genuinely cares like that. That's just my personal opinion.
If Democrats started to lose the If Democrats started to lose the black vote in major cities like Atlanta, Chicago, all these major cities where Democrats basically get the whole state off of these metropolitan areas that black people are a part of, like, bro, they would fix shit immediately.
Right.
Like, let it be an election where goddamn Atlanta is, like, all Republican black votes. Like, bro, it would change the game, I think, at least, for black people.
Right.
Like, because they don't respect our vote.
They,
like,
don't.
They think it's a given. You know what I mean? And another thing with this, it's like, I feel like that, okay, it's another 4 years of Trump. Okay, whatever. We always talk about, hey, things are much more important on, you know, your local level, your city level, your state level, you know. We've been preaching that for the last, you know, however long. I would mostly say 4 years. But also with that, like, we've been talking more about mobilization, educating ourselves on the way government actually works. And all of this has been because of basically the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
You know, because we've been going through, you know, this hell that we see. And if we vote Democrat and a Democrat wins, I'm pretty sure a lot of that shit will, like, start to fade away.
Right.
Like, we will start forgetting about, you know, mobilization and educating people on government and stuff like that. So, like, bro, if it takes another 4 years of hell for us to,
you know, like, really finally defend some progression, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's worth it, bro.
I feel like
that's what a lot of people were saying at the very beginning when Trump got elected. He's like, you know, this shit gonna be hell, but black people will come out of this shit much stronger, more aware, and all this other stuff.
And then I would like to add that, and I'm sorry I'm taking over, but this I really am passionate about this.
Biden.
What? Fuck you. No, but I would like to add, like, we already agree in agreement that the system that we have right now is broken, and Trump is here to disrupt the system. Allow him to do what he's here for. Disrupt the fucking system. Where it's been is not working. It hasn't worked for any of us. And if anything, like, as far as what I'm seeing is, I know that our medium, what is that, our income is going to be zero in a few years. Like, if anything, Trump has taught me that it's very important to have multiple income and to get into business. And I think that for our, what we need as a black community is we need resources. We need to be focusing on generational wealth and building a foundation for our future, because if we it's, I think we have to play the game. We can't get away from the game. So instead of just sitting on the sidelines and just complaining about it, like, learn from what our enemies, the art of war. Learn from your enemies and see what they're doing to be successful, and see why they are ahead of us, and use some of that tactics and apply it to our own community.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. Just to go through some of his comments, Dakota said some people can't mentally handle another 4 years of hell.
You'll be all right.
Yeah,
y'all feel like it's
right not hell. This
I feel like
we used to.
I feel like
hell.
This is not hell. We need to learn. Like, we need to keep the knowledge of the fact that yes, change is going to be on a local level. But then when you're thinking about the president, that's somebody that's representing us to the other countries of the world. Trump is he's forcing us as America to be an enemy.
Or for us to for the world to finally figure it out that America is trash. Like, we already knew America was trash to us. Like, now everybody's like, oh, we're up in arms. Like, oh, America's we do this and that. I'm like, but we already knew that, though.
I'm just saying, as far as foreign affairs, I don't think Trump is somebody that we need to represent us. Because no matter who, if it's Biden or Trump, the trickle-down effect, we're not going to be affected.
I don't know if I agree with that. Because some of the things that's like I forget the name of the bill that he backed out of that we've been in forever. It's like some of that money that we were just spending, like, we were paying way more money than most of the other countries. And I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember him talking about that.
And the China virus. You know, remember the China virus originated in China. Like, let that man. He was right, though. He was right. It did come from China.
I do have a few conservative. Well, I don't have a few. I have, like, maybe two conservative friends that are black. And they're more so the thought of, like, they value results over feelings. Like, in their view, you know, Trump can be as dumb as he wants to be on the mic. He can say all this racist shit. He can say all this dumb shit. But, like, if he's getting shit done, like, the prison reform.
Money to HBCUs.
Yeah, HBCUs. The tax, you know, which I need to do more research on how much the tax, you know, changes affect us as, you know, middle class people. But, like, tax changes to make taxes, you know, easier to file and as well as cheaper. There's one more thing I know. The unemployment rate, which they say is better, but I got to look into that as far as, like, what kind of jobs people are getting. Because if people are just getting these, you know, minimum wage still, like, $7-something an hour jobs, like, I don't really think that's a dramatic change for the better. But the unemployment rate for people of color has decreased since this administration has been in place. So,
yeah, but at the same time, though, like, I ain't gonna say I'm all for Trump, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna make him an evil person. But
right.
Like, the unemployment rate and the economy improving, that shit was already going on. So I'm not gonna give him a whole lot of credit for that.
Yeah, and people are still working like three jobs.
At the end of Obama's reign.
Yeah, I would definitely do more research on that. But even so, like, they're more of the mindset of, like, I'm just going to stay focused on the positives. Like, he can be dumb. He's going to always be dumb. But if this actually changes or actually happens for the better for me, especially as a business owner.
Yes.
Like, I just need to focus on that. We just need to get out our feelings. I don't know how y'all feel about that.
I agree. Yeah. We should all be a business owners. Like, really, we really need to be business owners in order for us to be able to have wealth.
I would say we should all support Black businesses more, because I don't think everybody's meant to be a business owner. Like, is this when you
true
when you think on the whole legal business? Like, yeah, this shit is a lot. It's a lot. So definitely put your money where your mouth is.
You need to have ownership in a business.
Yes.
Whether it be stock or something like
absolutely
that.
Yeah, definitely take stocks in each other's businesses, all that good stuff. We do have one quick call. Hello, hello. This might be Star. Look at the number.
Hi. There's quite a delay. For anyone who is confused about that. So, I am... Huh?
The same delay that's there every week.
Exactly. So, it seems like last time there was a little bit of confusion about why I was asking what you guys were talking about, because I'm watching the show and there is a delay. But just to jump in here, because I also have to mute you guys so I can hear the call. There's so much to go on with this. I actually did read Biden's plan last night thoroughly. It was a lot. It seemed a little ambitious for him to try to do all of that in one or even two terms. I thought it did cover a lot of issues that we do need done. And some of the things that stuck out to me that were kind of immediate were personal protection equipment and a $15 minimum wage for any essential worker, which Black people do tend to be disproportionately essential workers who have to be out on the front lines, which is why a lot of us are dying from COVID more than others, right? Some other things were going on, but I think in general, I'm not going to say it don't matter who's in office, because I do believe that presidents are symbols. I just think that we are leaving on the table a lot of power.
Yes.
Individual power. I think that we need to look at and give, you know, maybe vote, you know, maybe be aware, but don't become disempowered when someone you don't like is in office. And Trump is harmful. Like, to me, I look at it like this. Even if your policies are good, if your representation is racist, hateful, ignorant, most people are only seeing that. Most people are not reading your policy. So the whole of America is more so influenced by the way you carry yourself and the things that you say. It really is unacceptable, a lot of the things that he's said, even if the policies turn out to be beneficial for a lot of people who want to be enterprising, you know, and take part in capitalism. But the point is, it's both. You can't just get by on one and the other. You know, unfortunately, I think we're in a situation of voting for the lesser of two evils. I think we need to explore other options as Black people, and also realize that there's millions of Black people. We all don't even want the same things.
Right.
So there is not going to be a plan that even fulfills everyone's needs.
Right.
And some people are going to look at a plan that, you know, that maybe stimulates Black wealth or education in one way as another way that we're kind of giving our power away by looking to the system to give us these things when we could do it ourselves. Like, we can educate ourselves at this point. Like, we really can.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about, like, we can learn. Like, you can read or watch a video, because what's the difference between watching a video and somebody standing up in front of you lecturing you from a book you haven't read? So it's like, we have a lot of power. And I think no matter who's in office, we have a lot of power because we have the internet, but we have each other. So, yeah, that's kind of my two cents on it.
So would you vote for Trump?
I agree. Thank you.
No, I don't think I could bring myself to do that.
Is it morally?
Now, I haven't read all of his policies or am not even aware of all the things that he's done while he's in office. Hmm?
I was just saying, I was asking, was it because of morals? Like, he's morally corrupted. Did she hear me?
I'm not... So, it's because of the things that he... It's because of representation. It's because, like, the role of the president for me is, like, a lot of, I think they're a symbol of power and not necessarily able to, like, single-handedly do all these things and make all these decisions, right? And push all of these things forward. So, I believe that even if he's signing bills that benefit some of us, he still is a symbol and a psychological, like, symbol of hate and division. And I just don't think that that's what we need right now. So I don't spend a lot of time thinking about Trump, posting about him, writing about him, or putting any energy into what he does. I just, from what I have seen, I still say that I don't think that he's the best leader that we could have. You know, I feel like we can do better as a group.
Thank you.
Thank you, Star. Appreciate you, man. That's,
thank
that's
you,
all.
Star.
Very good thoughts.
Not fellow Sagittarius.
That's all right. Thank you so much.
She's a fellow Sagittarius.
She ain't no Sagittarius, but she's a Sagittarius.
No, shut up, Mike. Vedically, I am a Sag, so I completely understand. And I feel it. So, all right, I'm going to hang up so I can listen to the rest of your comments.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Another
bad. Yeah, that's what I was. Well, you shut up. That's what I was saying. Like, that's why I usually apply them. Is like, if you can't just ignore the hatred he is spewing out here, because it does mean something. Like, when people are tuning on their TVs and digesting this information, and you are looked at as a symbol of a leader of our country, so it does make a difference for sure. And that's what people are saying in the chat. Like, you can't overlook this racist rhetoric for policy. That's what Cole is saying. Yeah, it's true, man. It's true. So, we just got to exert every bit of power that we do have, like Star said. I believe in that. Support one another as much as we can. But I think, you know, having a system in place that does help, that definitely helps. So, any more thoughts on that at all before we move on?
Nah.
Make America great again, 2020.
What? The hat says goat-ish. This is a black clothing line that I'm spending money on a black business.
Make sure they see it.
It's called Hooperville. Nah, you can look them up. It's Hooperville. They're on Instagram and Facebook. It's two black guys that they have their own clothing line. So I support them. So
that's dope, man. See, that's what we do. That's you taking the Issa Rae approach, which is just putting on black businesses without even saying, you know, without even doing nothing extra, bro. Let me know, me and Will love Issa Rae right now. Like, I mean, we already have before, but like, she's just on her shit. Like, never, like, better than ever right now. She's amazing.
Yes.
Well, speaking of taking, you know, control of your life and possibly starting a business, I know Vic, you said you wanted to talk about the whole rise and grind mentality and how you feel like it can be very detrimental.
I'm tired. That's all. I'm tired.
What are you tired, man?
The getting up, rising, and grinding. I'm tired. I'm mentally exhausted. I'm physically exhausted. I think that, like, we need sleep. Everybody needs to go sleep.
We gotta make these things happen for ourselves. Ain't no sleep.
Yeah, but in the same sense, I think that even with the COVID situation, I think that we try to put the blame on Trump and everything, but we don't take personal responsibility for not taking care of ourselves. If you empower your immune system, you really, because I think I had it. Like, I'm a...
What?
No, I think... I really do think I had it. I really think I had it, but what I did was, it was only for like...
I ain't tell nobody.
No, I did. Everybody around me knew. I was like, y'all, I think I got that thing, y'all. But, no, but I took care of myself. I boosted my immune system. I drank my water. I took my, I detoxed. I did my, I did my lemon water and everything. I think we need to take personal responsibility of taking care of ourselves, especially being in this quarantine and dealing with anxiety and dealing with depressed thoughts. I think that while we're slowing down, like, I don't know about, I'm not slowing down because I still have to work 40 hours and homeschool my children. But I think while the world is slowing down, I think that we need to prioritize what's most important. And I think that our mental health, our physical health, our holistic health should be priority for us.
You know, I think that's super important because I think me and Will was laughing about, you know, when this virus first started hitting and, like, people had to stay home, you know, you saw the meme floating around of, like, if you don't learn a new skill or create a new
right.
Project, or just start a new business during this break. You never had a lack of time. You had a lack of, effort or some shit like
that's
that.
That's not true. Like, people are struggling.
If you never, And, like, I'm not going to lie, I just saw this shit, and I, like, dismissed it, but I felt the pressure. We were talking about it on the podcast. I felt the pressure of feeling like I should be creating art more than ever because I'm at the house right now.
And that's not the case.
I was beating myself up because, like, I was like, why am I not being creative?
Right.
I'm not getting new ideas. What's going on with me? And, like, it's wild, man. Like, why do we feel like we have that much PTSD that we have to inherently put that pressure on ourselves? Like, in times where we could just be, just relax and just do
it. You say PTSD, like you're referring to the black community?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, so do you feel like this rise and grind mentality is only within the black community?
I think it's within our generation.
Different with us. I don't think it's only. I think it's different with us. Because we have the constant pressure of having our own, we got to create our own, we got to build our own businesses, our own, you know, institutions, da, 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 da. That's different from, like, just chasing the American dream, I feel like.
Right. I think it's deeper.
That's what I mean by that. It's, like, it's almost traumatic of how much pressure we put on ourselves and one another. We all know that one, you know, we all got that one friend who criticizes every other black person who buys, like, Jordans or chains and shit, or, like, what they see as frivolous things. A lot of us don't give each other that freedom to just live our lives, just spend the money how we want to spend it, and just do what we want to do to just maintain our mental health more than anything, more than just apparently not, you know, just squandering our money. So, I don't know. What y'all think?
I mean, I've seen it on both sides as far as the work life. People who have been out of a job, they haven't been able to go to work. A lot of them are looking at as it's like a reset for them. They were just going to work, not living for themselves. And now they can, you know, it's almost like even though your home is still a vacation from that regular, you know, hamster on a wheel mentality. And even with kids, you know, students, you go to school 18 years, you know, for high school, all of that, your whole life. Then when you go out there, they say you want to go to college. So then you got to go and you go. So you never really had a break. And so a lot of students right now, they're getting that break. They're not depressed anymore. You know, it's like to them, COVID is a blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think with a lot of us, it is that pressure of you going online and somebody saying rise and grind, we gotta, like, no, can I just relax today?
No, you can't. That's who was it? Steve Harvey had that, I don't know if y'all saw that episode on his show, where he was talking about, like, lazy people need sleep. He was like,
yes, I remember seeing that. That's not true.
Like, while you sleep over here, somebody who lives on, you know, the opposite coast is waking up and playing the stocks with it like that. While you over here sleep, they over there reading the trends. They doing their research and stuff like that while you over here passed out. Like, it was like, I get what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
But like we say, when you come from such a huge platform, it can be very detrimental to make people feel like, damn, maybe I don't need sleep. Maybe I do need to just get like 3 hours sleep.
He's also speaking from a level of privilege, too, because he doesn't have to necessarily deal with a lot of things that regular old folk have to deal with anymore. Like, he surpassed that.
I feel like oftentimes when we have a discussion or talk about things, it's like in the most exaggerated way. So like this rise and grind thing, we're talking about it in the like no sleep, constantly working, you know, fashion. I think more times when you hear entertainers like, you know, Kevin Hart, any of these big celebrities who have made it just through pure hard work, I think more so it's oftentimes them talking about like keeping your foot on the pedal, focus on a goal, and really trying to accomplish that, which I don't find anything detrimental about that. You know, it's just when we talk about, you know, your Steve Harveys or your crazy people. My mom had a ex-boyfriend who used to say, you know, pig only need 4 hours of sleep. Hell, you sleeping so long for? You know, like dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, in those extreme instances, it's obviously detrimental, you know, but I feel like, for me, the rise and grind mentality is just, you know, making sure you got a plan to be somewhere, you know, whether that's taking care of your mental health, your physical health, or whatever, you know, just making sure you're setting your, make sure you're setting yourself up to reach some kind of goal.
I can agree.
That's the key. Like, you know where you want to be or where you feel like you should be, or when you know you feel uncomfortable. Like, you know you feel like...
You know, like, I feel like most people don't.
Right.
Well, a lot of people just are going through motions, paying bills.
Like, you seen the meme really was like...
Except to just pay the next bill.
Yeah, you seen that meme?
The mundaneness of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure people feel it, but I'm saying, like, they don't have any desire to get out of it.
Like, I think
some people become comfortable in the mundane.
Mm-hmm. Like, the meme COVID.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, you know, when you feel like you're just not at your truest potential, and it's like, what I was kind of getting to is, like, you gotta get to your own point where you desire more. That point in time might not be the same time for me as it is for you. I think it starts at that time as well. But I feel like you feel it. Like, that's what I talk about whenever I do speak publicly. Like, you feel like, when I talk about my shows, when I have shows during the week, like, I feel like you know that the weekend is a very short period of time. Like, it's really not even a whole 2 days. Like, you're going to use that Saturday to the grocery shop or clean or whatever like that. You know, take care of your kids, take your kids out. If you're, you know, religious, you're probably using that Sunday to go to church or whatever. Like, that's really, like, only, like, a quarter day. So, you know, you're not living that entire week, and you're just saving all your energy up for this little quarter of day to have fun. So, I was just telling people, like, recognize that and have fun. Do something that makes you happy during the week as well. So, the point that you realize that might not be coming from, you know, the same time space with you. But just recognize that within yourself. And you know that, you know, you deserve more than just the mundane, going through the motions of shit. But some people are completely fine with that as well, so they're also happy about that. That is, say you grow out of discomfort most of the time. Sometimes it takes a while, though. I don't know. Anyway, what do y'all feel like y'all do, because we run out of time, what do y'all feel like y'all do to kind of just step into your purpose? Beyond this podcast that y'all just started, like, what do y'all kind of do in your everyday lives to just sit more into yourself and just be your best selves?
For me, I think learning something, like, I just started learning how to sign. It's like, I have to learn something new. and being present, like, I struggle, I don't know about y'all, but for me as a Sagittarius, it's hard for me to, I struggle with staying present. I was thinking about the next step, and that is a practice of mine that I'm working on now more than ever.
With me, no sense, of course, comes from being a comedian. So even before the COVID, my thing was just brainstorming, coming up with different jokes and observations that as a comedian you only see. So I'm always working. So I didn't have to, the pandemic didn't really give me time as far as I was already doing that. It did, however, give me more time to put things in motion. So I shot more content as far as visualized, like my social media presence. That was pretty much like what that did for me. But I already, Victoria, know my story. I've been through the being sorry for myself, and, you know, I've already made changes before that.
Right.
But everybody, you know, I got a kick in the butt a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody didn't have that kick in the butt. So
I feel that absolutely. And real quick, Star had some pretty good questions in the chat. He said, with everything y'all just said just now, like, do y'all feel like y'all are in the reset mode or, like, the grind mode right now? And what are you doing to support that?
I'm definitely not in the reset mode. Well, no, I think I'm in the grind mode because I feel like I have so much, like, I don't have a break. Like, I don't, like, nothing changed, nothing. Like, I'm still, like, I hadn't even have a come to Jesus with my son's teaching. I was like, look, lady, my grandfather just died. I'm working 40 hours. We will get to this assignment when we get to it. But, yeah, I think And I think that's where I'm at now. Is like I said, being present is actually doing, like executing instead of just thinking and planning ahead. Just being present and actually doing what I need to do.
You? I feel like I'm in a soft reset. Simply because, you know, being that you can't find a stage anywhere, right now. So it's made me be more looking into like the social media, using the platform more. Also with the podcast, like investing ourselves into it. Looking at it as not only just something that we do, but an opportunity for the long haul. Our 9-to-5s, we don't want to be doing that forever. So the other things that we work on, you know, that's what we're just now, you know, we're able to put a little bit more time into it. So it's not like a hard reset, in my case. So I feel like it's just for people who've been doing what they're doing, it's giving them more leeway. It's allowing us to be more creative. And I think for the people who aren't, that's the people who is like, all right, now's the time.
I think that's dope that y'all can kind of be in a little bit of opposite. I mean, I think y'all are on the same page with the podcast, but y'all both kind of in different, you know, mindsets. Mm-hmm. And still just support each other the way we need to. Like I said, it's not enforcing one person's, you know, zone on the other person. High five. Y'all just serious as being dope as fuck like y'all do. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. I don't even have anything else we want to touch on. I think that's about it, actually. We can go into the... Oh, we can actually shout y'all out real quick. If Dad wants to pull up y'all's podcast real quick. I don't know if y'all want to share any words or any more information about your podcast. How often y'all go on? What's your next episode going to be about? Anything like that?
Well, we try to drop an episode every Wednesday. We used to do like 11 o'clock. Now it's just kind of whenever we can do it. but this week, because we were sharing, you know, we were invited to you guys' show, we're actually going to use like this show for our weekly show.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yes. So we'll be back on our regularly scheduled program next week. but it's Centaur Views, and you can find us on Facebook, Instagram. On Facebook, we have a fan page as well as a friend page. And then we post different things throughout that has to do with the topics of the show. So we try to, you know, see if they get like people that to continue the discussion after the show goes off.
I'm just happy y'all are just one more black voice on the internet doing your thing. I'm proud of y'all.
Appreciate it.
I know y'all gonna go far, man. Like, I'm just happy to see people just being like, first of all, more black people knowing that this podcast shit is really not as intimidating as a lot of people make it out.
It really isn't.
To be honest with you, it takes work. Don't get me wrong. It takes work to perfect it. Lord knows me and Will had a rough beginning with this shit. But it takes work to get where you want to be. But once it's really anything is possible, man. If you want to do this shit, just do it. We need more black voices, black races, black bodies everywhere. I want to see it everywhere. All over my screen. Issa Rae is really putting black bodies all over the screen right now with his latest season of Insecure. I don't know if y'all been watching. But
yes.
It's been real. So thank y'all so much for joining us, man. We appreciate
thank
y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to get into Will's Thirst of the Week. You want to spill about your lady?
My Thirst of the Week this week is Hunter Harris. She's actually a writer for Vulture magazine. And I actually stumbled upon her because I clicked like a little Google ad.
What?
It said it was a ranking of every man in Insecure. And I had a huge problem with this list.
Ooh.
But she's still dope all the same. Somehow she got, it was a ranking of all the dudes. She got Thug Yoda's the number one dude on Instagram. I mean, on Insecure.
Who?
I'm not mad at that at all.
Thug Yoda. I think Jared was number two, Andrew was number three. It was whack. But anyways, I read some of her other work. She's a really good writer. She writes, like I said, she writes for Vulture. and NY Mag. You can check her out on Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram is Hunter H. And on Twitter it's Hunter E. Harris. So Hunter Y. Harris. See ya, man. She's got some really great articles. If you click her name, you know, all her articles will pop up. She speaks a little bit about hip hop, little things about, she had an article on Kevin Spacey and all this other stuff. So it was really, really interesting. And she's also pretty. So that's always a bonus. So yeah, there you go. Good Thursday of the week.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm over here typing comments. All right, yeah, man. Beautiful stuff. Thank y'all again so much. Since our reviews, we appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you for having us, man.
Thank you, everybody, that tuned in and gave us all the comments.
Thank you.
The chat was lit. Yeah, y'all. People super opinionated on Lauren.
Don't add
Laurendale. What y'all call Laurendale? Karen? What y'all call her? I can't.
Lauren Karen. Lauren Karen. Lauren Karen.
But yeah, man. We'll be back next week. And, yeah, love you guys. See you next time, man.
Thanks.
Yo.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.